Hello, Elle here from heavenandhell.com with your daily audio smile. How are you doing? Today's daily audio smile is all about how much of a scaredy cat we can be about stuff and why it's not really our fault and also what to do about it. And today's daily audio smile was actually inspired by me going to school disco with my two little girls a couple of nights ago. It was their first ever school disco. Usually they're they don't finish until about 8:30 at night, which in my head, as the grown-up, is far too late. I mean, my eldest isn't quite 8, and her little sister is has just turned 6. So in my mind, taking those two to a disco that finishes at 8:30 on a school night, I might add, is far too late. But this one started at 6:15 and was due to finish at 7:30. My husband had a day off, so he was available to look after the little one. Because I'm not taking a 3.5-year-old to a school disco. No, thank you. So anyway, me and the girls went off to the school disco, and it was fascinating because watching them sort of like interact with their friends and having a little dance and a bop and stuff. And my youngest daughter in particular, she was really enjoying herself. I can't describe it in words, but she was bouncing about like a mad thing. But what was quite interesting and what inspired today's audio smile was her reaction when she saw me looking at her. Like, she'd be dancing away, and every so often she'd glance over at me. And if she looked at me and caught me looking at her, she'd look up, just hesitate slightly, look slightly shy. So I did the whole grown-up thing, and I then carried on watching what was going on, but kind of like didn't let her know that I could see what she was up to. Rather than catching her eye, I just left her to it. And she had a wonderful time, and she really, you know, zoomed off loads of energy. Until right at the very end. Right at the very end, we had a few tears because they were doing the hokey cokey, and her and her friend got left on the outside, and it, you know, that wasn't very nice because she cried. But aside from that, they both had a fabulous time. But then I was thinking about us and how we as grown-ups, we talked a couple of days ago about those lads on their scooters and how they were zooming about and how perhaps we could kind of embrace that and just kind of be a bit more childlike about some stuff. But then watching my girls at the disco and how they got self-conscious when they're only like 8 and 6, I thought, my goodness, even children are affected by this. I haven't quite yet got the answer on how to kind of like encourage them not to be scared and worrying about what the people around them think. I haven't got the answer to that yet. But for us, though, as grown-ups, we're that much older, we can rationalise stuff. If you were with us yesterday, you know I was encouraging you to smile at random strangers and just do stuff to make the people around you feel a bit more special. But one of the things that can hold you back can be fear. What will their reaction be? You know, what if they laugh at me? And like I said to you yesterday, no one has ever not returned a smile to me, ever. So it's actually not really that scary, but you do need to get past that fear. And one of the ways we can do that as grown-ups is to rationalise the fact that actually it's not that bad. It's hard for children to believe you when you tell them that actually it's going to be okay. Peer pressure can be really scary. But for grown-ups, you know, one of the best things for me about 10 and 30 was saying ta-ta to peer pressure. I was a bit like, well, yeah, okay, this is me. Take me or leave me, you know, and that's that. Like, it's a bit of talk of mine. I still get a bit self-conscious. But, you know, it's good as a grown-up. We can just try and go, well, say ta-ta, to get all that peer pressure. So I wanted to encourage you today, if sometimes you feel a bit kind of like overwhelmed by stuff, or sometimes you feel a bit like, I can't do that because, and that whole fear thing, I really want to encourage you today just to kind of like kick it into touch if you can. Perhaps it's not as easy as that. Perhaps there's like kind of like really deep-seated reasons for it. And if you need to talk about that, then we can do that another time. But if it's just kind of like your basic bog-standard fear, then allow me to tell you that actually, do you know what? You can do it. And yeah, it's going to be okay. So I'd really, really encourage you today to give it a go. Whatever it is for you, because it will vary from person to person. It might be something as simple as smiling at a stranger, like we talked about yesterday. Or the it for you could be something a bit bigger. It might be speaking to a person who you don't normally speak to. You know what I'm like when I try and think off the top of my head. I don't prepare these. I don't write anything down. You know what it is. You know what the scary thing is for you. So I want to encourage you today that actually, do you know what? You can do it. It will be okay and you will survive. So I'd encourage you, just go for it. Have a go. And then come and tell us how you got on. Come over to the blog, heavenandhell.com. Say hello on Twitter or on Facebook. But come and say hello. Let us know how these audio smiles are helping you. But in the meantime, have a fabulous day. I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.